The Olive Tree by Lucinda Riley. Narrated by Lucinda Riley and Harry Whittaker.
Alex, Pandora, Cyprus, 19th of July 2016. The house comes into view as I steer the car around the perilous potholes, still not filled in from 10 years ago and growing ever deeper. I bump along a little further, then pull to a halt and stare at Pandora, thinking that it's really not that pretty, unlike the glossy shots of holiday homes you see on the upmarket property websites. Rather, at least from the back, it is solid, sensible, and almost austere, just as I've always imagined its former inhabitant to have been. Made of pale local stone, and square as the Lego houses I constructed as a boy, it rises up out of the arid, chalky land surrounding it, which is covered for as far as the eye can see with tender, burgeoning vines. I try to reconcile its reality with the virtual snapshot in my mind, taken and stored around 10 summers ago, and decide that memory has served me well. After parking the car, I skirt around the sturdy walls to the front of the house and onto the terrace, which is what lifts Pandora out of the ordinary and into a spectacular league of its own. Crossing the terrace, I head for the balustraded wall at its edge, set just at the point before the terrain begins to tumble gently downwards. A landscape filled with yet more vines, the odd whitewashed homestead, and clusters of gnarled olive trees. Far in the distance, there is a line of shimmering aquamarine separating land and sky. I notice the sun is performing a masterclass as it sets, its yellow rays seeping into the blue and turning it to umber. Which is an interesting point, actually, as I always thought that yellow and blue made green. I look to my right at the garden below the terrace. The pretty borders my mother had so carefully planted 10 years ago have not been maintained and, starved of attention and water, have been subsumed by the arid earth and supplanted by ugly, spiky weeds, genus unknown. But there, in the centre of the garden, with one end of the hammock my mother used to lie in still attached, its strings like old and fraying spaghetti, stands the olive tree. Old, I nicknamed it back then, due to being told by the various adults around me that it was. If anything, whilst all around it has died and fermented, it seems to have grown in stature and majesty, perhaps stealing the life force from its collapsing botanical neighbours determined over the centuries to survive. It is quite beautiful, a metaphoric triumph over adversity, with every millimetre of its gnarled trunk proudly displaying its struggle. I wonder now why humans hate the map of their life that appears on their own bodies when a tree like this, or a faded painting, or a near derelict uninhabited building is lauded for its antiquity. Thinking of such, I turn towards the house and am relieved to see that, at least from the outside, Pandora seems to have survived its recent neglect. At the main entrance, I take the iron key from my pocket and open the door. As I walk through the shadowy rooms, shrouded from the light by the closed shutters, I realise that my emotions are numb and perhaps it's for the best. I don't dare begin to feel because here, perhaps more than anywhere, holds the essence of her. Half an hour later, I've opened the shutters downstairs and removed the sheets from the furniture in the drawing room. As I stand in a mist of dust motes catching the light from the setting sun, I remember thinking how everything seemed so old in here the first time I saw it. And I wonder, as I look at the sagging chairs and the threadbare sofa, if, like the olive tree, beyond a certain point, old was simply old and didn't visibly age further, like grey-haired grandparents to a young child. Of course, the one thing in this room that has changed beyond all recognition is me. We humans complete the vast majority of our physical and mental evolution during our first few years on planet Earth, baby to full-grown adult within the blink of an eye. After that, outwardly at least, we spend the rest of our lives looking more or less the same, simply becoming saggier and less attractive versions of our younger selves as genes and gravity do their worst. As for the emotional and intellectual side of things, well, I have to believe there are some bonuses to make up for the slow decline of our outer packaging. And being back here at Pandora shows me clearly that there are. As I walk back into the hall, I chuckle at the Alex I used to be. And cringe at my former self, 13 years old and...